Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I remember standing at the curtain ready to go up for this ladder match. The Blade came over, put his fist out, and he was like, this is exactly where you're supposed to be. You deserve it. And I fist bumped him, and I was like, oof, okay, that's what I needed.
And the final participant,
Will you shut up and let me talk for a second?
No.
Darby, I am going to beat you in this coffin match. And when I beat you, every time you go up for a coffin drop, you're going to think of me. Every time you even think about doing a coffin drop, you're going to think of me. And every time you do a coffin drop, you're gonna think of me laying you in the coffin and closing it shut on your confidence forever.
Ethan Page, how are you doing?
I'm great.
If you could choose, which Power Ranger would you like to be? Which Power Ranger would you like to team with?
Ooh, okay. I would like to be the Green Ranger, and I would like to team with the Red Ranger.
Why the Green Ranger for yourself?
So ever since I was a kid, I always loved Tommy Oliver, and I have this mild man crush on Jason David Frank. And then the older I get, the more terrible his acting becomes to me, which also makes him more endearing to me because he's so committed to just being Jason David Frank. I just think he's the best, and the Green Ranger was the coolest. You go from evil to good, then you get the upgrade with the Tiger Zord and the White Ranger and different weapon. That's great. He's my favorite. And to team with the Red Ranger, I mean, that's the classic leader. So
makes perfect sense. With yeah. I had a conversation with somebody about this the other day about Power Rangers, and they thought I'd made this up, and I'm worried that I have. Green, part of my ignorance, I know you're more of a fan than I'll be, but I remember with the Green Ranger in the old episodes, there was a candle that was burning down.
Yeah, so the candle was how they held him to be evil. That's where his power came from, through Rita. But hold on, while we're talking about this, I'll bring this over. I just feel like it's perfect. I don't even, is this a video interview or is it just audio?
It'll be video for the Patreon. And currently, if you're not on the Patreon, you are looking at the Green Ranger helmet. Please tell me you wear that sometimes.
Yeah, I do. I even got another one for my daughter and wife to wear. I got a Red Ranger one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. I know a while ago you were throwing down the challenge to your man crush, Jason David Frank.
Well, the match almost happened.
How close did we come to that?
Very close. Graphics were made, approved. It was ready to go. And then more money, and I assume a better booking came by. And it was, do I take an entire week, weekend convention, or do I go wrestle this guy in his hometown? So it ended up being a better business decision for the Green Ranger to go to a convention.
Oh, flip.
But never say never. Never say never.
We will never say never. One thing that we love to say on this show, Ethan, is we are sending you onto a desert island. And we are going to give you a DVD featuring three wrestling matches to watch whilst you are there. So if you when I say to you, like, three wrestling matches that you love, that you could happily watch again and again and again, what would match one be, first of all?
Match one would probably be Rock versus Hogan.
Legendary.
Match two would probably be WrestleMania 10 ladder match with Shawn and Razor. Match three would be tough because I would try and find something probably from like Ring of Honor in like 2010, maybe 2008, 2009. That's what really made me love wrestling, was the independence and like that style and that smaller venue and that the crowd energy. I couldn't pick one. That would be so tough. That I would have to, you know what I'll do? I'll say Briscoe's versus Steen and Generico ladder match.
Nice shout. Nice shout. That's a strong three. Your first pick was Rock and Hogan, WrestleMania 18, 2002. Where was Ethan Page in 2002?
Not in the venue, even though it was in Toronto. I was probably in my house watching it on TV or at a friend or family's house. Yeah.
So you were fully fledged. You were a fully fledged fan at this point, though, even though you weren't a wrestler.
Yeah, I didn't start wrestling until 2006.
So it'd be a while before you get there. I mean, what brought you round to becoming a wrestling fan in the first place? Was it partly this match, or had you been a fan long before?
No, it was my dad's choice that I would become a wrestling fan. He was into it, and we would watch it whenever it was on TV. He would take me to house shows anytime they came into town. Or I have family in Michigan, too, so if we were ever out there. But, it was definitely through my dad.
What did your dad make of what would your dad make of the journey that you went on from there and becoming a wrestler? Is he just blown away by it all?
They told me it would be a crazy idea to become a wrestler, but because my dad was really big into martial arts too. My family supported me to do karate, taekwondo, come on, American top team, wearing the t-shirt right now. I do have both black belts, so it was something that I did train in. So in a rebellious fashion, I actually left Taekwondo for pro wrestling. So there was a little mixed emotions there within the family, a little turmoil, but it ended up working out in the end. And now they're like ultimate fans and supporters. And it's funny for my dad, who is essentially a fan of the same people that I'm a fan of the wrestlers he liked. He loved Razor Ramon. I dress mildly similar to Razor Ramon and have the same finisher. I think I do mine better. But so it's cool to kind of see his, like, now that I have a newborn son, I can only imagine watching this little potato that makes no noise or do anything become like a television star. I don't know. It's got to be wild.
It leads us to match two. You picked the ladder match from WrestleMania 10. It's Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon. Is the fact that Razor is in it a big part of that for you?
Yeah, it's 100% why. I thought he was the coolest. He had, like, my dad would call me Chico. We would always have toothpicks in our mouths and throw them at each other. So there's like sentimental value. Also, he's like super tall, super jacked, super cool. He was one of the best ever, Razor Ramon. I thought.
Because you would have had to, I mean, how old would you have been at WrestleMania 10? Surely you wouldn't have been.
No, that's probably around. Like a VHS. No. So the first ever, like, I guess, other than filming whatever I could find on television, on like old family tapes and getting yelled at, the first VHS I got, my parents won like a scratch lottery ticket and they took us to Walmart and we're like, hey, you can buy anything you want. And I was like, okay, where's the wrestling VHS tapes? And I ended up finding WrestleMania 14. And then that had Shawn versus Austin. That had the Jennifer Flowers promo with The Rock. So that was the start of The Rock, who was my favorite wrestler of all time, and his match with Ken Shamrock, where he gets stretchered out. So like, I rewatched that tape a bajillion times, and from there started collecting other matches and other tapes. And even back then, friends of mine would tell me how epic this saga between HBK and Razor Ramon was, how they had two ladder matches and it was so amazing and this and this. And yeah, so we would argue which one's better, SummerSlam or WrestleMania. I always loved WrestleMania, but yeah.
I think there's something lost a bit now, the fact that, like, I think you and I must be of a similar vintage, because I remember being at that point where you are collecting VHS tapes, and now you have access to everything, which is amazing. But also at the same time, like, this, there was something special about getting that tangible VHS of In Your House 4, even though it was probably a bit crap, but it was just, you had it, you know?
And you had to, like, work hard to get it. Find it or trade with someone or make your own copy of it. There was like more work to it, and everything was way less easily accessible, even the wrestlers. Now there's any fan on earth could get in contact with one half of the Men of the Year pretty much at any point of the day, if it ends up just ending up on my phone or in DMs on some account or YouTube comments or whatever. There was none of that back then. I couldn't have tweeted at The Rock and got a response, or tweeted at Razor Ramon that I love how his hair curls down his face. You know what I mean? Like, there was none of that. I think wrestlers back then were so much more larger than life just because they were so inaccessible. And also they weren't really being swayed by social media opinions. And I think wrestlers were a lot different than each other back then because they didn't fall into following the same comments from the people on a regular basis. It was kind of just like, this is who I am, take it or leave it. And you weren't getting that instant feedback, which made wrestlers more unique back then, I think, to me.
It made a lot of them stand out, which meant when you went to do wrestling training, you were learning a whole new world. It was Rip Impact and Ernie Moore that accredited for training you. But I know you said previously that it was more the experience as a whole that made you who you are, as opposed to the training from those two.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them credit as my trainers, because I don't think I put enough time in anywhere to really have like a head trainer. But I'll give credit to over 100 wrestlers for making me the wrestler that I am today, just because it's a very looked down upon method now. But back in the day, it was very normal to just kind of learn how to bump and then get on the road and then learn on the job. It probably took me a lot longer because of the way I learned how to wrestle to get where I am today. Also being Canadian, there's more hoops I have to jump through and things I have to deal with to make a name for myself in America. But I wouldn't give any credit to one specific person. I kind of just learned the fundamentals and barely at that and started driving the shows.
When you say like there's more hoops to jump through, is that sort of in terms of sort of admin stuff and paperwork, that sort of thing? Or is there other things that you're alluding to?
Well, there's that. Like, so just being Canadian, you have a border to cross. Mm. And not only that, to convince someone that you're worth not even money, because that wasn't even a thing for many years, but just the exposure and the fact that there's only so many matches on a show or spots on a show. Why would they give it to someone that nobody's ever heard of? You could wrestle in Canada your whole career and nobody knows who you are. It's like a kind of like a black smudge on the map where nobody's paying attention to.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
What's going on here?
So which is crazy, because like there's like some of the greatest wrestlers in the history of this sport have come out of Canada.
Do you want to know why?
Go on.
Because you have to be really freaking good to leave.
The bar's incredibly high to clear it, I guess. It's not so much like you could be in an area where you get more exposure, but the bar is lower. I get that. I actually get that.
Yeah, so that's why I would say all the Canadians have to be top level just to be able to leave the country and be worth a visa or a spot on a show.
Is there a wrestler in Canada that you feel like deserves? I'm sure there'll be many, but is there one in particular when I say this that springs to mind, a wrestler from Canada who deserves far more credit than they currently get?
Yeah, Mike Bailey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say Speedball Mike Bailey is probably like, if any, the next one that should be given a contract somewhere to be able to leave the country.
A lot of love for Mike Bailey. But whenever we talk about wrestling and stuff from the indie circuit, Mike Bailey's name always comes up. And that's a fair shout. I mean, had wrestling not come along for you, I mean, it feels like wrestling was always going to be the thing. Even though you were excelling in karate, what do you think your life would have entailed had you not gone down the route of wrestling?
Oh, that's true. Cool question. I would say probably stand-up comedy or acting or some kind of performance art. It was always just like a part of my life. I always loved performance. I always loved making people laugh or happy or being the center of attention, but in a positive way. So I probably would have went that way. Like, I've tried everything. I've tried DJing. I have done stand-up comedy before. I've done stage acting and singing. I've done on-camera acting. So I think pro wrestling is all of those things put together, plus like combat sports. So it was like every talent and skill I have is all piled into one package as a pro wrestler. But I think I could have ended up doing any of those things, to be honest with you. And I still might. My body can't do this forever.
Yeah, so you keep all your options open. Absolutely. Yeah. Who are some of your comedy heroes, out of interest?
Oh, man. I love Eddie Murphy. I love Kevin Hart. Jim Carrey, obviously, Robin Williams. I mean, all the big ones there. It's, but right now I love Bert Kreischer. I love, Tom Segura. Theo Vaughn. These are all really funny dudes to me.
Amazing. Well, that's, as you say, it's something that you can lean more into as you go through.
Yeah.
I want to get into the AEW stuff. We've got to tip the hat a little bit to Impact Wrestling. I know that things were a little bit dicey on the way out of there, but to look back on your time there, is there a memory from that time that makes you smile, something that you're especially proud of doing or being a part of?
Yeah, me and Josh Alexander were voted amongst the top five teams in the world by PWI. And we were on the cover of the magazine. We've held the titles twice. We have the longest title reign in the company's entire history. So to leave a mark like that in a company that I was such a fan of while I was TNA is something cool. And I was literally just reorganizing down here. I kept one pair of my tights from the north that I'll get shadow boxed with a custom title. I got one for myself and Josh Alexander on our way out. And it's cool because it's half red, half blue, which is the two different tag titles we held at, with our run in the company. So yeah, there's definitely fond memories of my time there that I'll cherish forever.
This month, Josh Alexander headlines Bound for Glory. That must be, as a former tag team with Josh, you must be just bursting with pride.
It's awesome. Especially Bound for Glory. It's the biggest pay-per-view. It's the main event. It's awesome to see.
Have you had much conversation with Josh about it?
Here and there, we'll keep in touch about it. And he seems to be doing really well and happy with what's going on in Impact, which is awesome.
When you joined AEW, it was one of those moments where everybody went, oh, of course it's him, as you walked out during the casino ladder. It was just like a cool moment. Go, oh, yeah, of course. Talk to us about that day, your first day on the job for All Elite Wrestling.
It was the most stressful, anxiety-inducing day I've ever had in my career. I hadn't wrestled in 4 months. So the way Impact tapes their things, it's like I filmed in November what aired in January. So there was a point where I was not wrestling. And this is also during pandemic, so I'm not doing any independents. I shut down all my social media accounts to like disappear until, because I knew I was going to end up debuting at the pay-per-view eventually. So I hadn't had any ring time other than private lesson, which I did two classes with Space Monkey, where we just kind of wrestled and fooled around just so I could get the mobility back and kind of the muscle memory back. But I remember standing at the curtain ready to go out for this ladder match. And like, you could see it on my face, like the panic and like, I can't believe I'm going to wrestle in this ladder match. I haven't had a match in 4 months. Now I got to go do this grueling match with five other crazy best wrestlers in the world. And the Blade came over and he like put his fist out and he was like, this is exactly where you're supposed to be. You deserve it. And I fist bumped him and I was like, oof, okay, that's what I needed. And then I went out there and the rest is history.
How did the conversation start with you and Scorpio Sky getting together and then America's Top Team folding into that? Where did all that conversation begin?
That was all credit to Tony Khan. It was his brainchild to put me and Scorpio together. And I'm happy to admit that when I heard it first, I was just like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know how that's going to work. And now I'm like, I dove right in. Like, it's probably my favorite thing I've done in my career just because of the natural chemistry we have. We're so like-minded but different. And we play off each other. We complement each other. I don't know if you've watched a bunch of our matches, but we've never done a tag move. And no one's noticed.
It's not clicked with me. I've just assumed you guys have just, I would have assumed you just had. But no, so you think haven't.
Think about how good of a team we are that doesn't stick out. It's because it's not about the moves. I think people are really into the way we present ourselves, how we package ourselves, how we market ourselves, our characters, the presentation of it. And we don't mind being the most hated in the room. It's fun for us. So I think we click really well.
This weekend, this coming Friday, what a moment, because this is Rampage up against SmackDown. We have watched the hype around this, but here's the thing that is quietly ticking along in the background. Ethan, you're headlining the whole thing.
I know, in a huge six-man tag.
How is that feeling? Like, with all of this, like one of these sort of pivotal milestone breakwater moments in AEW's history, and you're at the top of the card. What's going through your head?
I love it. I have to take myself out of these moments sometimes to actually like understand how big they are. Because everyone, you obsess over everything, you worry over everything, you want everything to be perfect. But I have to pull myself out and just look at everything from a fresh set of eyes and just be like, okay, you came into this company, debuted at a pay-per-view. It was awesome. Then your first real thing you did was with Darby Allin and Sting. Then the next thing you do is lock horns with Canadian legend Chris Jericho. And now we're going to go head-to-head with SmackDown. We're the main event. We have a UFC former world heavyweight champion on our side, with Jorge Masvidal in our corner, one of the most celebrated fighters right now, most popular fighters around the world. And Dan Lambert might be one of the most hated human beings in pro wrestling. So it's a huge match. It's a huge opportunity. And I love it. I'm so pumped.
I think he very well might be one of the most hated, if not the hated. The thing I think of here is that with this match coming up, there's been so much conversation online, and Tony Khan has talked such a big game about this, like having the buy-in for Rampage ahead with Bryan Danielson versus Minoru Suzuki, and all of the stuff that's gone into this. What's the temperature amongst the AEW lot going into Friday? Like, what's some of the conversations?
We want to win. Like, I think the general backstage is, look, we have the potential to do something great. And unless we fully commit to doing something great, we could miss an opportunity. And everyone wants to win. Tony, although on screen, I complain a lot about what the company is doing to Ethan Page. Look, this guy is a leader. He leads by example, and he's willing to put his name on the line, his money on the line, his reputation on the line, and he's trying his best to create something that people will talk about forever. And I want to be a part of that. And if he's willing to do the work, I want to do the work too. He makes me want to work harder and be the best version of Ethan Page I can for him, for AEW, and for the fans. And I love it. I love how vocal he is. And hey, someone has to win and someone has to lose. This whole, oh, we should all love each other and whatever, that's great. I'm all for respect and having a good community, but competition is also great. Competition creates magic. Like, you need pressure to make a diamond, and that's what we're trying to do. And I'm all for him calling people out and saying we're going to be the best and we're going to win, because that's how I feel. And now I have a boss who's also willing to do it. It just makes me feel like, you know what? I could do the same. We are the best, and we're going to do it. We're going to pull it off. I think in the next 5 years, there's going to be a giant shift in professional wrestling, and I can't be happier that I'm going to be a part of it. I literally have like long conversations with my wife about how insane it is to feel the momentum and to know you're a part of something special. Everyone in the locker room knows, and they're blessed to be a part of what's going on in AEW right now.
And what's amazing is when you talk about it, and you know, to go from some of the more frustrating places where you've been to now, and to watch you light up talking about it, I think the Blade was right. You are exactly where you need to be right now.
Like, no, this is 1,000% where I need to be. I have so much PTSD from just pro wrestling that I actually have to be like, oh, why are you guys treating me so well? or wait,
second
you guys...
guessing it, like, are we, yeah, what are you, this means you're sacking me, right? I'm getting fired next week, right?
exactly. Wow. And that's not the case. Like, I mean, this is also a company that has been running an NFL team, so they treat us the same, like pro athletes. And I, as pro wrestler, like, man, we go through a lot. So to be appreciated, to be treated like a human being, to be offered time off, more time off than I took to have my baby. Like, this is a company that treats me like family. And I, like you said, I've had some choppy waters in some past relationships with companies, and this is not one at all. This is the perfect scenario, and I could not be happier that I ended up in AEW.
And if people want to keep tabs on your journey through AEW, where can they find you online, sir?
PlayedByJulian.com has links to absolutely everything. My vlogs that drop every Wednesday, backstage AEW vlogs every Sunday. I do a toy hunt vlog in whatever town we're traveling in. And Twitter is my most active social media, at Official Ego.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.